All right, Craig, fourth place tonight. How do you feel about your run?
Not too bad. You know, we're getting some speed out of it. You know, we've been changing a bunch of things and seem to be getting a lot better. You know, it was a little kind of a scary moment there. Bond's Mike's right front went over and been our roll cage tonight, so that's going to be quite a bit of work. And I just hopefully keep moving forward. It's a little frustrating we can't get in the top three, but you know we're getting there and stay consistent. We've been in the top 10 all year long, a couple top fives, so we're happy about it. We'll keep learning.
That was something that we want to miss up there in the tower as far as saying what happened in the accident. I didn't realize Mike actually got hit quite a few cars on that trip in the air.
Yeah. I think he was trying to make a move on Jack behind me there. And, I'd slowed down pretty good, and we was going up above the 67 and the 69 car. And he came in with quite a bit of fire and ran up and jumped our car. But I can't blame him. It was just one of those wrong place, wrong time. And I hope he's okay. Ever want to see is anybody get hurt, all in all, our Ontario Orchards little loops save a lot. Car went pretty well tonight. Got a lot of people to thank. Like I said, Ontario Orchards little loops and save a lot here in town. Hedgerfab, they got a little work to do for us tonight, but keep coming at it. And G&G Oil and Fuel Fajita Grill on board. It's been a good effort. Keep at it and keep trying to get to the other side of the pits.
Hedrick Chassis is the top five tonight.
Yeah, I believe top six, actually. I look back, and Josh Kerr was his sixth, I think. It doesn't hurt. Ray's here walking around and helping us out. So it's a pretty good feeling to have him in the corner.